Welcome to the City Confessions. I'm Marianne Yip, a native New Yorker, and I'm here to discuss all the thoughts that go through the minds of people living in New York City. Being that I live in the city that never sleeps, I come across people who are constantly in a rush. I would like to take a moment to sit down and talk about what's on their minds and what keeps them up at night. So sit back and let's get ready to dive into these confessions with people I know and people that I've never met. Hi guys, welcome to the next episode of the City Confessions. And today I have Jonathan Calixto. He is a fashion and lifestyle correspondent of Bella Magazine. So welcome to my house studio.
Yes, thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
It's a Saturday, guys. And I give you so much props for coming out here because I feel like people like their weekends to, you know, for themselves. Right. And this is like not considered work, but you know what I mean? Just like taking time out of your day. So thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. And it's a good like catch up time.
I know. We haven't seen each other in a while. Yeah. And there's been so many changes in your life we can like dive into. We started talking a little bit before, but I'm like, no, let's just hold on to it because I really want to just like record it and make it as natural as possible.
Definitely.
So before we dive in, let's have you introduce yourself and just talk about what you do, where did you grow up, and your relationship with New York City.
Yeah, so I am born and raised in the Bronx, New York.
Yes,
the BX all the way. And I, at the very young age, always used to commute to the city, like for high school and stuff. But then I went away to Westchester for like college, and that was my little like getaway from the city life. But shortly after graduating, I came back to the city, and I mean, I've been in love ever since. I mean, just always, it was always like a magical place to be, and so many things going on that I was like, you know, I had to be part of the rush.
Right.
Currently, what don't I do? I feel like in New York, you wear so many hats that it's like you're not just doing one thing. But I am a fashion lifestyle correspondent at Bella Magazine. I host one of our segments called Runway to Reality. So I get to talk with like fashion insiders and just get the scoop about what's coming up, what happens behind the scenes, like Fashion Week and stuff. And then I am also a PR assistant for a couture designer in the city. So I do like her social media, help with like styling inquiries, press inquiries. And then I also manage my own platform on social media that I have titled as like a micro influencer. Mm-hmm. So I do that as well.
Amazing. So tell me more about Bella Magazine. It's an actual... like, is it digital? Like, what's the whole, give me the whole, background.
So it is a print and digital magazine.
Okay.
And it basically started off just being a local magazine.
Okay.
And recently, almost, it's about to be a year now, we've gone national.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so
that's
we're
amazing.
Everywhere. We're at all the Barnes & Nobles. That's where it kind of originates at, in the staple place where you can find it.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, it's very targeted to, like, that New York City kind of girl or the girl that's moving to the big city and is kind of, you know, got that job, got that check, and, you know, she's able to live that city lifestyle or that fast lifestyle. So, you know, we talk about fashion, beauty, and every issue, we do it bi-monthly. So every issue kind of focuses on, it's like the beauty issue or the fashion issue, the influencer issue. Our January one that's coming up, it's going to be like the reinvention issue. So it's kind of just about starting anew, kind of turning that page in your chapter of your life. So it's
Do you think, because also you're an influencer, just like with the rise of, well, not even rise, the takeover of social media, how Bella is able to survive just because you've seen, you know, the industry change with magazines kind of folding and all that?
Yeah. And I think that was when I first started. Now I'm about to go into like my third year at Bella. When I first started, those first couple of months, we started seeing a bunch of magazines kind of fold, right? And it made me scared to be like, wait, I just started, and what does that mean for me, my career here? But I think something that's really kept us afloat is that, especially in New York City, we don't realize, but people do love having a physical
copy.
Bro,
I freaking love it. Even with books. Like,
exactly.
I'm not like one of the, what are they called? Like the audiobooks?
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Me either. And I think it does work for some people, which is why I think we have the digital
side.
For
sure.
But something that the editor in chief and like the whole team has really stuck to is that we do want to have a print one, and we make sure to just make it the best kind of content that we can, you know, to have in there. And yeah, it's really resonated with people, and thankfully it's gone national recently.
So, that's amazing. Yeah. Okay, so we met at a previous job, I guess you can say. But obviously fashion was a huge part of it. So tell me about, I guess, like your discovery for fashion, your love for it, and just like what your sense of style is.
Right. We did meet. Yeah, I know. It was a really fun experience how we met. But how I came across fashion was, since I was maybe, well, growing up, I always loved the arts. And I always was a performer, you know, doing acting, musical theater and all that. And my parents were like, no, this cannot be a career. You're not going to make any money. And, you know, you kind of follow along what your parents are saying. You want to make them proud. So I was like, if I can't be a performer, maybe I can interview the people who are performing. And that way still stay in the entertainment atmosphere of it all. So I started looking into journalism. I was looking at like hosts of shows and like anchors like a Ryan Seacrest, Juliana Rancic. And I was like, wait, I love what they're doing.
I know.
Right.
I love what they're doing as well.
Right. And they're so good at it. And they get to cover red carpets.
Yeah.
They talk about fashion, music, pop culture, like all the things that I was like, wait, this really makes me intrigued and I love this. So I went to college for that as well. And I knew growing up, I was already familiar with like music. Pop culture was something that I really loved to, you know, just consume, where it was like digital and stuff. But it was like fashion. I liked it and I enjoyed it. But I was like, wait, I can't go into a room and say I'm an expert in it. So what do I need to do to become an expert in that field? So I started looking for internships in that. And luckily, I came across a styling assistant internship at the Today Show, working for one of the contributors.
Wait, that's amazing. I didn't even know that.
So I worked for a stylist who worked directly with, her name is Liliana Vasquez, and she's a TV, like, fashion correspondent. So she would come on and do segments, and she had a really small core team, and we would help, like, literally in her apartment. Like, it was very intimate, like, hands-on. You would see the creation of a segment.
That's amazing.
We would work with, like, getting the models together, pulling the brands, you know, for the...
Which makes sense of like how we met, because I feel like that's kind of what you were doing in that other job.
Yeah.
What, were you in school still, or this was like after?
I had just finished.
Okay.
And that was one thing that I, throughout my whole college experience, those years, I was so involved on campus that I was like, nope, no internships, no internships. And it wasn't until I graduated that I was like, like no one wants to hire me because I have no experience. And I graduated, and then that next year, for a full year, I interned, like, worked for free. And, you know, thank God my parents took care of me.
Yeah. But I think that's, like, illegal now, right?
Or, no.
Unless it's for credit, though.
Right. Unless you're, unless, like, you're getting school credit for it. Now, most jobs at least can have to, like, pay you, like, a Metro card.
Or something. Your lunch.
But at that time, it wasn't that.
Yeah, I know.
So I went a full year with, like, just interning, and I interned, you know, there as a styling assistant internship. And then I interned in PR as well. So I had just graduated, recent grad. But I was like, I need to accumulate all this experience, you know, to be able to be hired. And thankfully, from the PR internship, I did get hired, and that's how we met.
Yeah.
And the rest is history.
Love hearing that. Okay, so what did you major in college? Did you study like PR and fashion, or?
No, so I studied media and communication.
Okay, well, it's kind of the same industry.
Yeah, it was like all PR and everything was wrapped into that umbrella. At that time, the journalism program was dying out, like my first year. So it was like, you got to switch into something broader. And I'm grateful I did, because it taught me many aspects of the industry, even like operating the camera and stuff, which is kind of what I do now with, like, you know, just being well-rounded in everything I do, whether it's creating content.
That's amazing. Okay, so let's like reel it back into New York. Can you tell me about maybe an experience that you had in the city that really changed you? Whether it's, it could be something like silly, like, I don't know, drunk people, you know what I mean? Like, or a really good story where you met somebody and they like changed your life. Like, just what is just one experience that stands out when you're like, wow, that could only have happened in New York, or I'm so thankful it happened.
Yeah, honestly, I attribute everything and a lot of my character and how I am now to, those internship years, like that first year where it was like you work for free and stuff, it was like at one time I was doing the two internships at once, you know? So it was like 3 days I was working one internship, the next 2 days, you know, the week I was going. And I think doing all that in the city, right? One of them was very downtown. The other one was like more midtown. But it was like just commuting and seeing kind of like how a group, you know, the people are very different when it is when it comes to midtown, right? Versus all the people who are very downtown, like you see the different atmospheres. And I think just that hustle in that year really shaped me to be like, if you want it, go get it. Mm-hmm. Like, you, nothing can stop you. And, you know, you walk into, whether it was one day, you know, I was walking into a PR internship and we were doing Fashion Week, right? And so you see, wow, like all these lights, the runway, and so much work goes into for a 15-minute show,
yeah.
You know? And then the next day I was, you know, on set on the Today Show and like seeing all the studio productions and walking into like Rockefeller,
mm-hmm.
Center and just seeing all the lights and stuff. And it was just magical to like know, like, wow, you're doing it, like, you know, step by step, mm-hmm. and you got to chase that dream. And
yeah.
That really shaped.
So you had a really positive experience. Like, it was, did you ever have a point where you, yeah. Cause I'm like, I didn't have such positive experience in my previous internship.
Yeah, no, I tend to be very positive, you know, but I think, yeah, those days, were hard and some days were just long and exhausting.
Yeah.
And I think the silver lining in it was just that I was like, I'm here, but.
Got it.
Yeah, I think those rough days are also
because I'm like, I'm hearing you and you're like, yeah, you know, those internships. And I'm like, damn, he had a really good experience.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry.
He's like the outlier.
No, just very positive, yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. Okay, so just tell me more, I guess, about what you, like, what are your goals?
Yeah, you know, I think I'm still figuring it out as I go.
Thank you for saying that because right. I'm in the same freaking boat.
Yeah.
Like I had an episode, I had a solo episode back in, I think, May, like this is like season 2. And that was like one of my confessions, just being like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Right.
And I don't know if it's like the age we're at and the time, I guess the phase of my life where
yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out what is like my bigger purpose. Because I think after a while, like, after college, you're still figuring things out. You're still kind of like maneuvering through everything. And you're still in a bubble
mm-hmm.
where like you said, you're like trying to get an internship or you're trying to like work. You're just trying to get your first job.
Yeah,
and you kind of like don't even care.
Mm-hmm.
And then after like 2-3 years, you start to be like, okay, first of all, is this job making me happy? Do I like it? And then you reach like 25, 26. And then you kind of, I don't know. Like I literally swear I had like a quarterly life crisis.
Yeah. And I think it's so natural, right? Like, I think whenever we're kind of taught that in a professional world, when you step into a room, you have to own it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to walk into that room and say, I know where I'm going. I know what I want. But in the back of your head, and it's okay, but it's like, you're trying to figure it out. You're just taking those steps to have a seat in the room.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like behind closed doors, you're still trying to navigate to be like, well, if that door closes, what am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's my B, C, you know, options out here. And I think sometimes we're like so afraid to say it, but it's like, no, it's okay. Like
mm-hmm.
no one has it all planned out. Sometimes you stumble into something and by the grace of everything, it just works out.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm just figuring
so
out.
So you're in that path as well, just like trying to figure
things out. I think I am. I think I'm a lot more clear with what I want in the sense of like the respect has to be there, right? The work environment has to be a good vibe. Like if I don't feel like I'm
100%.
in a
yeah.
good place or something,
yeah.
or something feels funky, I'm going to address it. If it doesn't change, then guess what? I'm stepping out and I'm trying to hustle into something else, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I know I definitely want to be in a creative space. I think the goal is to definitely make it one day to work for like a network, right? Where I can have, there's a little bit, for me personally, it goes beyond just being, you know, oh my God, the lights and the glam and stuff. It's about being hopefully a representation to that gay boy who's out there, you know, because when I was growing up, I know I didn't have that many
mm-hmm.
people to look at TV and be like, wow, I see someone who I can identify
mm-hmm.
with, you know, and I think now my goals are to anything that I do, leave a mark where someone who is coming, you know, can see, oh, wow, it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, you know, just inspire.
I love hearing that. Like that
yes.
in itself was like so powerful and I can like resonate as well because obviously like what I'm doing, I love it. Don't get
yeah.
me wrong, but I've been doing it for so long and because we haven't caught up as well. I'm getting to the point where I'm kind of like thinking like what else is out there
right.
because I also want to be leaving like a positive mark. And I don't know if you know this, but like I majored in PR and
mm-hmm.
all that. So like even like when we met, like I knew kind of, I guess like what you guys were doing.
Right.
Or like even when I work with brands,
mm-hmm.
like I know how to pitch myself or like I know that when they send invites, like it is so important to like respond
yes.
RSVP because like I've hosted events where I'm like, okay, are you coming or you're not? Because,
right.
you know, like, so I try my best to, you know, put myself in their shoes and obviously be the best, I guess, guest. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah, and definitely. I think some people forget how to, like, treat
100%.
So it's great when you have that background.
But yeah, it's great. And the same thing with you, because you're doing all of this and then you are doing like the influencer thing as well. And you've worked with so many influencers. So like you see both sides of like how maybe you should talk to brands and clients. That's not the story.
360. It's like and everything that I like, I'm just like switching hats. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, but I always keep it consistent with like knowing and I'm very gracious of. Grateful to all the experiences that I had, because it's taught me at least to like always be humble, respectful. Mm-hmm. Like everyone in the room matters. Like
100%. Yeah. So yeah, it's just I don't know. I sometimes feel like I trust the universe, and I'm like, okay, whatever happens, but it doesn't. That doesn't. I guess how do I say it doesn't stop me from still having thoughts sometimes where I'm like, okay, what am I doing? Like questioning.
Yeah.
You know.
For sure. So, and it's important to just reevaluate, I think, your goals always. Like you mentioned about the whole part of now shifting into the space where you want to leave a mark. Mm-hmm. I think everything can seem very cute and like, oh my God, it's all just done. You're doing so much. But it's like when you think about, okay, well, that post went up or this article went up. Okay, that 5 minutes of glory, whatever. But then what's next, right? Mm-hmm. Or what did that do to leave a mark on someone that's trying to do it as well or can relate?
Yeah. And I think I recently just have been thinking about just like celebrities. And like, okay, so I read Demi Moore's, her book.
Oh, okay.
Forgot what the title is. But anyways, it was so eye-opening because basically she was saying, you know, she's a successful actress. And she kind of walks you through what she's been through. And sometimes it's like, on the outside, you can have all the money and all the success and all the fame. Not that I'm in that position, but I'm just saying in general. And you can, like, still not be happy.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's when I was like, wow, like, you got to, like, really be tuned in with what makes you happy and follow that, you know, whatever that means.
Yeah. And I think sometimes we get so caught up with saying, like, you know, I have a lot of people who sometimes may look at my Instagram or people that, you know, I associate with and stuff or are friends with, and they are like, oh my God, they have it all, right? They get to do all these cool things and that's where I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's amazing. That's such a great thing that you can do in your life.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make or break someone, right? Mm-hmm. There's still more layers, I think, that sometimes some people who, you know, you kind of look at and you're like, oh my God, they have it all. It's like, no, well, there's still struggles. There's still real people that, you know, sometimes they're searching for more.
Right. Yeah, I'm on that boat. I know.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me about your morning routine. Ooh. First of all, are you a morning person?
No, I struggle, unfortunately. But I will say this. Okay. And this is like really cool that I'm here now because for the past month and a half, I've been waking up every morning that I wake up, I make it a point to either put on a TED Talk or a podcast. Like,
yes, you better listen to this one.
Oh, honey, I've been tuning in. Yeah, no, no. I
love that.
Yeah.
So like so you wake up.
Yes.
Like you get ready and you're putting it on while you're getting ready.
Yes.
Like,
well, okay, so immediately when I wake up, I kind of, you know, I take 10 minutes 5 minutes to like just kind of feel myself and be like, what do I need to hear today?
Yeah.
I need to hear something more about like motivation, work environment, or this and that. And then I kind of just search for a few minutes, you know, about certain podcasts or on YouTube, and then I just play it, and so then I start getting ready. So the phone is coming with me to the bathroom as I'm brushing my teeth, then I bring it back to my room, and I'm just like sitting at my little thing and just getting ready and just having it in the background. Mm-hmm.
Well, do you listen to it on your way to work? Because commute is So I started to get into podcasts as well. I think maybe like 2-3 years ago when it was still like not that popular, because right now it's like super popular, which is great. And I would try to fill my time instead of like listening to music, because obviously who doesn't like music?
Right.
But now I feel like I'm so out of the loop with music. Like people be like, oh my God, did you hear so-and-so's new? I'm like, who?
Yeah.
And the only time I really listen to music is when I work out.
Okay.
But when I'm working out, I literally just put on Spotify, like top hits. So sometimes I don't know like who the artist is or like what the title of the song is, but I know the song.
Yeah,
whereas back then, like, you know, if Beyonce or Rihanna, whoever dropped that album, I would literally hear it on repeat.
Yeah.
But now I'm just trying to be cautious also of like what I'm consuming.
Right.
I think it's so important. Like, don't get me wrong, I love a good Netflix and chill and binge watching, but I think I was not messing doing it a lot. But you know, everybody has that moment, especially during winter.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. But then like now I'm like, okay, in 24 hours, obviously dedicate a fourth or whatever that is to sleep. But like the rest of the hours, like it's what you consume and who you interact with, the conversations and all of that, that really impacts like your mindset, your perspective, and like who you are. And I didn't realize that until like I did like a self-reflection. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's so important. Yeah. Like the podcast.
Yeah. I think that was why like a month and a half ago, I think I was just trying to get into a better headspace where it was like, mm-hmm. you know, I do love me sometimes walking out the door and hearing my Beyonce.
Okay. Yeah, of course. Who doesn't?
You know, but I think I just wanted to walk out there with another purpose, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, I do hear the podcast as I'm walking to the train and stuff, and, you know, and on the train ride itself. And I think it just gives you a little bit of a push, you know, sometimes mm-hmm. you just need that little effort to hear someone else saying, wow, I'm going through this, mm-hmm. you know? Or, you know, there's other podcasts that talk about like history and life.
Yeah. Like, there's a podcast for everybody, like entertainment, learning, like what you were saying. Like,
which
that's what I love.
You search and you're just like, you stumble upon anything that you want to hear. So I do love doing that in the morning. That's it for me.
And then you go to work and do your thing.
Then I work, do my thing, and come back home. Yeah.
That's great. Okay, so we're going to shift gears a little bit. And you're looking at me like, I want to know what keeps you up at night. And basically, it's a question that I like to just have guests come on and kind of just say like, okay, like what you were saying, like what's stressing you out? What are you going through? Because as a New Yorker or just people living in New York, we're always go, 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 go. We forget to breathe. We forget to even check in with our friends, you know, and just be like, hey, are you good? Because I feel like I come across like the strong, independent, like I'm good. And I have friends like that as well, that they're very strong. But like you just never know what people are going through. Oh, yeah. And I'm also like really private. And even if I'm going through shit, like sometimes I don't even want my friends to know just because I'm like, I don't want like pity. You know what I mean? Like I don't need help, I guess, but everybody does.
Yeah.
So like in this moment, like what's up with you? Like what's stressing you out?
I think what keeps me up at night is definitely always thinking about like, am I doing enough? Right. And I think that does come with the whole being in New York and being a New Yorker, you're always on the go. Mm-hmm. I think that sometimes it's hard to like shut off, right? Mm-hmm. Or like turn off or like sleep. Mm-hmm. I'm always thinking about like, have I done enough today to keep making it or keep taking those steps forward, right? And not just for me, like selfishly thinking about like, oh, for my career and my growth, but it's like, I want to be able to be doing as much as I can each day to know that I'm like propelling my like family forward, my little brother forward, you know, the community that I am a part of forward, you know? And I think each day, unfortunately, you know, I'm just like in bed, like thinking, okay, wait, you kind of feel guilty sometimes for being like, oh, wait, I was watching Netflix for 2 hours. How dare I, you know, waste some time when I could have been working or doing this or working on this article or interviewing this person. I think I sometimes just deal with that. And most recently, too, now that I like, you know, we're talking about like shifting your space and trying to find that purpose of how to leave your mark. I think that's more recently I'm like stressing at night where I'm like, okay, Jonathan, like, what can you do tomorrow to like that you didn't do today that you're missing out on? To get you forward in this industry that therefore is going to pull your family forward, the community forward. So yeah, it's a lot overwhelming sometimes.
Yeah. Do you have like a mental health day or a self-care day type of thing? Or are you constantly, like what do you do on the weekends?
Yeah. I mean, I think sometimes on the weekends I am on the go as well. You know what? And you know, it's not a bad on the go, but I do make it a time to like see my family and stuff, which is amazing. I think those are my mental breaks, you know, where I get to just step away and disconnect from everything. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I make it a point too to like not post on social media on the weekends, you know, sometimes when I'm in my little space. But most of the time it's my Sundays. Sundays are usually my self-care or like where I kind of refresh my to-do list for the week, organize my closet.
Same. Laundry, all that.
Yeah.
Groceries. But I actually love Sundays. It's like refreshing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't love it once it starts getting to like 8
p.m. I know. That's
then I'm like,
another story.
What happened all
Yeah,
day?
I know.
But yeah, no, I do love the, you know, morning time of that to just take it easy and just take a breath.
I've been hearing you talking and I feel like you really value family. And relationships. Can you tell me more about that? You are really close to your family or like just...
Yeah, honestly, I am. I think, you know, growing up, I was very fortunate to have a roof over my head and my parents both are such hard workers. And I think that's something that they instilled in me. And it was always like, they made it a point to be like, any room that you step in, you always say hi to everyone, you know? And it was like, that's why people are always like, oh, you're so polite or, you know, you're always so nice. And I think I got that from my parents, always like, no matter what was going on, they were always like smiles on their face for us, you know, to be like, everything's good. Keep mm-hmm. pushing forward. You worry about what you got to do, you mm-hmm. know? And I think just growing up, seeing how hard they work made me value them so much more. Of course, they're my parents and I love them, you know, and we went through rough times, but it just showed me that, you know, family overcomes everything. And sometimes when you go through stuff that, you know, in the workspace or friend space, you know, it's nice to be able to come home and just find that love there, you know, and that little support, that little cushion that you mm-hmm. need. Yeah, so I do value that a lot. And that's why everything that I do, I just make it a point to like, how can I help them out, you know, because they're still working their 9-to-5s, they're mm-hmm. still pushing, you know, and I want to be able to one day hopefully be like, you guys can retire good. Now. Yeah. You know?
So, and you have a younger brother, you said?
I do, okay. Yeah. We're like 10 years apart. So growing up, it was a lot of arguments. Yeah. But he's currently applying right now to college.
So. Oh, where is he thinking of?
So he wants to stay in New York, okay. as I do too. Yeah. So he's thinking of doing like computer science, which is very different. Oh my God,
so nerdy, but yeah. so good. His future was like, yeah, set.
Exactly.
That's what I feel like, here. Yeah, because I feel like creatives, that's a slippery slope where you love it because that's what drives you, the creativity. But it's just like not, what is it called?
There's no straight path.
Exactly.
There, right. And no day is the same exactly. day as the last. And like, yeah, I think, and that's one thing though that I am telling him that it's like, okay, well, if that is your passion and that's what you want to pursue, like go like full on, like mm-hmm. get your, you know, yourself into extracurricular activities that are around that so that you can, because, you know, I came into college too knowing media communications, journalism, but I did try other things like criminal justice and stuff, courses, you know, just to see if those would be, mm-hmm. you know, maybe my side interest yep. stuff, and it wasn't.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That's my advice too. Yeah. To anybody actually, like right. go out there and like, explore and just like do as much as you can, because yeah. if you figure out that you don't like it, that's one step closer right. to finding what you know what you really love.
Yeah, and starting to do that at like
at a young age, yes,
is mm-hmm. good, because even as adults, we're all, well, quote unquote adults, because we're kind
yeah.
of adults.
Yeah.
But you know, we are doing the same yep. thing. And it's because of those yep. past moments where we tried and it didn't work out and stuff, and now we're both, you know, the industry's always shifting and changing, like, yeah, to be able to jump into different things. Yeah. Yeah, adapt. Some things you may not like, and mm-hmm. so therefore it's like good to know. So mm-hmm. you can get next
exactly.
Yeah.
Same thing with like jobs and all of that.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Dating, everything.
Oh, yeah. You gotta try things out, y'all.
That's the key takeaway, guys. Yes. Okay, so the podcast is called The City Confessions, which is which leads us actually to talking about the last component of the podcast. And basically, I ask you, what is your confession?
Ooh.
And I know it's always, whenever I ask it, I feel like it's so juicy. But sometimes yeah. it's like, it's really not that serious. So confessions to me is not really like, oh my God, come over here and tell me your darkest secret. Right. It's more of maybe is it something that you want to share that, you know, nobody has really asked you to, or maybe like a misconception that people have of you, or you know what I mean? Like something yeah. that you're like, you know what? I'm cool to share this, and it can be whatever you make of it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. About to take out my journal and start reading the tea. Nah. I mean, I think I said it early on, and it's not to like be like, oh God, he's so boring. I think my biggest confession that sometimes people from the outside, you know, I have a lot of friends and peers who always come to me, and even at family parties, like, yeah. all my uncles and stuff are like, oh my God, I saw your segment, like, you're amazing, blah, blah, blah. And I think, you know, that makes you feel amazing and good inside, but I think the reality is that, no, I don't have it all together, mm-hmm. and I'm still trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I look at my other cousins and family members who are actually working in a hospital, or like, who are,
oh my God.
You know, and I'm like, you guys are killing it. You guys are doing amazing.
I love that you said that, because I had a game night or something, like a, mm-hmm. like a basically like get together with my friends. But I'm the type that, first of all, I love hosting. And second of all, I bring like different friend groups, you know, like it's not like we have yeah. like one friend group. So when I get people together, obviously people are introducing themselves. And the next question is, what do you do?
Right.
And I have so many amazing friends. And if any of them are listening, shout out to all of you guys, because like they are killing it. Like I have friends who, like you said, they work in hospitals. They're nurses. They are like just like these jobs where I'm like, I'm bound down to you,
yeah.
you know? And not that I'm jealous, but sometimes I'm like, wow, like I feel like if you go that route, that's like contrary to like the creative side, I feel like it's almost mapped out for you.
Correct.
You know, like if you're working in a hospital, you know what your role is. You know that like you studied this or like you know what I mean? Like the credentials.
End up working at.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And sometimes because I'm going through exactly what you're going through in the sense of like trying to maneuvering through like my 20s, like, and finding my purpose, I feel like they've already figured that out.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, for sure. And I think too, like to say that, yeah, it's not that I'm jealous of them, or it's also not to take away from like my own personal successes, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
It just puts a lot into perspective of like what people from the outside see as success really off the back. That it's like for me actually living in the shoes, it's like, no, there's a lot more that took to putting this segment together or to like putting this article together. You know, it's not always glitz and glam as people may see it. So yeah, I think that would be my confession, is that I don't have it all together and I'm struggling to still figure it out. But I'm okay in that journey. And you know, you figure it out, and it's, I know that once I get to like where I want to be, maybe I'll look back at this and for sure be grateful for it, which I am even going through it now. But yeah, it takes a lot of courage to be able to figure it out.
Yeah. And I think like just when we were just talking, it came to me the thought of like, it's also like how you define success. Like, first of all, we all live different lives. And like we were saying, like we're not comparing, but we're just acknowledging, right? Acknowledging that our friends are in this other path that we're in, but it doesn't mean that they're happier or they're more successful, you know? And I think I have to remind myself of that as well, because just like with timelines, like two of my like best friends just got like engaged, they're getting married next year. And like, you know, like personal career, whatever the case is. And sometimes you look at them and you're like, wow, like, should I be there? You know, like, should I?
Sure.
And then I have to be like, no, because you're in your own, like you said, journey and path. And this is your, I don't say story, but like your, like, yeah, your journey.
Yeah.
So it's like, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm. And
you know,
even like you mentioned earlier too, about because you're able to have that reflection a little bit, it helps you also ask your friends how they're doing. Right? Because you can see that people think you have it all together, but you know you, and you know that maybe you're going through some things. So therefore, it makes you also conscious of that. Your friend who may seem like they're successful, they're maybe going through stuff too. So it opens that little window for you to be like, hey, how are you? How's it going? You know, what are you? I started doing this to like some of my closest friends now. It's like every day I'll text them or try to text them.
Yeah.
I don't believe that. But I try to be like, oh, what was the, you know, good and bad thing of your day? So that they could just get it out their system, you know, as a way to just.
I love hearing that. I came across one of like an info, like a what is it called? Like not an infographic, like a diagram or something, but
okay,
some type of visual on Instagram, and it was saying like these are the things that you can ask aside from how are you, because the normal response is usually I'm doing well,
right?
I'm stressed or I'm tired, but like. And even if those are just like common responses, and one of them was exactly what you were saying. It was more like, what are the highs and lows of your day? What did you do today that you wish you like not change, like not that you regret, but you know, it's like more like self-reflection questions.
Right.
And I thought that was so interesting because I'm like, wow, I don't really ask those important questions.
Yeah,
like I usually do say like, hey girl, or like, hey, like how are you? And obviously they're like, oh, I've been really busy with work, or like, I'm doing well or anything like that, but it's cool to kind of change like the conversation a little bit.
Yeah. Just to,
you know, with the same intention though.
Right. It stays with the same purpose of just trying to, you know, make sure that they're okay, you know, but it's asking it differently.
Yeah. And that's so cool. Yeah. I love hearing that. I just want to take a moment now. I'm like looking at you, staring at you.
Staring to my soul.
So just acknowledge like your presence. And I try to do this every time I have somebody on, just like you're here with me, I'm here with you. And ever since I started doing this of this year, I really have, I guess, come to terms with just like the concept and value of time. Because we were saying about like what we consume and just who we interact with and all of that. Like it should all be positive. And I only try to bring positive people on this podcast. So I really, really do appreciate you just taking time out of your Saturday to be here with me. And just being so responsive, like with the DMs, because that's how I slid into your DM. And I was like, hey, I want to get you on my podcast. And also, we haven't caught up in such a long time. And that's like the beauty of like New York and social media, because there are people that you meet and, you know, you vibe with them. But like you're like, do I want to hit them up again? Like, maybe not. You know what I mean? Like, that, if it's too long, you lose that
comfort. Yeah, that little window to be comfortable.
Exactly. Yeah. And I feel like it's been a really long time since we've, spoken, because I actually didn't attend, like, Fashion Week for the past few seasons, just because I've been...
Oh, she's been booked and busy, honey.
Kind of, like, not over it, but, like, you know, like... It gives me anxiety. I don't know if you know this, but like when I would go to the shows, I know for you, you're working in it, but even me just attending it, like I get so anxious. Like when I'm in that environment, I'm just like.
Oh, it's like pressure at 1,000. And people sometimes don't see that, but it's like even now getting to do like the flip side of it sometimes, you know, where I can like dive between the both. It's a lot going on.
But some people thrive off of that.
Oh, yeah.
And I've seen it and they own it. And I'm like, that's good for you. But it's over here like. I'm on my phone. I'm like, you know, I need to like calm myself. So like, and you know, Marie Kondo, like I'm sure you've seen. Yeah. Now just ask myself, like, does it bring me joy? Like if it doesn't, I'm sorry. But like, I need to put myself first because I used to be so like, yes, yes, yes. People pleasing. Like I want to do this. I want to do that for you. I want to make sure you're good. But now I'm like, okay. But am I good? You know, like if I'm not good, then like, how am I going to show up in the world 100% if like I'm not like, you know, in that state of mind.
So important and so true. So
I'm booked and busy, so Okay, so two more last questions. Okay. Second to last is, what is the one thing you love most about yourself? Because we have to end this on a positive note. And I think a lot of people don't compliment themselves to like enough.
Yeah.
And I know I don't do that enough too, you know? And you hear, so I think you hear that a lot, like for your birthday. I'm not sure. You know, people like write you cards and like, oh my God, I love you so much. Uh-huh. You're so amazing. But it's like, yeah, not that you need to hear it every single day, but like, we should hear it more often and to ourselves.
Right.
Like the voice in your head, trust me, my voice in my head is not always like, hey, Marianne, you're killing it. No, it's usually like, what are you doing? You need to be doing more. Blah, 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 blah. So we need to change that, you know, change that tone of voice. So what is the one thing you love most about yourself, Jonathan?
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Well, you can make a list.
I know, right? I'm about to be like, oh, let me pull out my journal again. I think something that I love about myself is how do I say this? I think it's just being able to remain positive when things around you may not always be as light, you know? And I think that's something that, again, I've learned through just experience. And sometimes people are like, why are you so damn happy all the time? Or, you know, on my Instagram, people be like, why are you posting such positive things all the time? Like, they're like, I know you cannot be this positive all the time.
Yeah.
And it's true, I'm not. But I think I make it a point to always share light, right? Because I hope that, I do believe that in, you know, you receive what you put out. So I think that if I can share light, I think it's going to come back full circle. So I love that I'm able to.
I love hearing that. I try to do that as well, though, because I think positivity is contagious.
Exactly.
If people are like, oh, my God, I'm so annoyed. Like, you know, but it's like, you can't hate me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you might be like, oh, my God, you're so annoyingly positive. But, like, I still respect that.
Yeah. And I still take the time to read it because sometimes you never know when you need to hear it.
Exactly. Yes.
I'll keep sharing that.
Love that. Okay, last question is, what are you up to? So it's crazy because we literally only have one, like, month of 2019. So I guess, what can people look out for from you either in the new year or the rest of this year, which is basically 30 days?
Yeah.
But yeah, what are you up to?
Okay, I think, so I made it a goal, I think, for 2022 to, like, just be more aggressive with my intentions and what I want. Right? And to just go for it full throttle without like being shy anymore. Mm-hmm. I think as you grow older to an age or experience, you get more comfortable in your skin and you're like, I don't care what no one has to say.
Mm-hmm.
So what people can look out for is, I think, not I think, I hope, and I know.
Oh, yeah. I was like, change that.
I know I want to continue to write and to focus on fashion and lifestyle stuff. And I want to grow my platform a little bit more. So therefore, I'm taking ways to just be more creative and do more collaborations that include like video and stuff. And I've also made it a point, which people can look out for, to be more open with my experience. I think a lot of people sometimes don't have, again, that gay Latino man who they can sometimes relate to or know, for a lot of little boys who are growing up or boys who are already out there and don't have that person that they can relate to. So I'm going to be doing something digital with a network to, like, kind of showcase that and show what it means to be
living
in the city and just trying to make it.
Yeah, I love hearing that. And I will be sure to obviously follow your journey. I will leave all of Jonathan's information in the description. I really hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Stay tuned for the next one. I think there's only a few more left before I wrap up this year. But thank you so much for being on here.
And thank you for having me. It's been amazing.
Of course. All right. Bye, guys.